USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When I look at their plan that talks about advancing testing, creating new PPE, developing a vaccine, it looks a little bit like plagiarism, which is something Joe Biden knows a little bit about.
Vice President Mike Pence, during his debate with vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris in Salt Lake City, the senator's response to the vice president.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Both Pence and Harris will be campaigning in Arizona on Thursday. Louisville police releasing details in the Breonna Taylor investigation. Police files released on Wednesday show contacts between Breonna Taylor and a man she dated previously who was suspected of drug dealing. It's that relationship that led narcotics investigators to her home in March. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom sees no hurry to put out theme park reopening guidelines. Newsom saying on Wednesday the state doesn't anticipate any of the larger parks reopening until COVID-19 data becomes more stable. Disney recently announcing they're firing 28,000 employees. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has declined to charge Wauwatosa, Wisconsin police officer Joseph Masana in connection with the deadly shooting of an armed 17-year-old at an area mall earlier this year. That decision led to protests on the interstate. Black Lives Matter protesters also looted a gas station in Milwaukee and threw rocks and bricks at people's houses. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has called in the National Guard. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Trump posted a nearly 5-minute video on Twitter Wednesday saying he plans to make an experimental coronavirus treatment, which has not been approved for use beyond a clinical trial, available and free to the public.
In a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was like unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now. So I just want to say we have Regeneron, we have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. I've authorized it, and if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free.
Last week, Regeneron announced early data suggesting the therapeutic treatment reduces viral levels and improves symptoms in non-hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The company has submitted a request to the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use for its antibody combination. Good news if you're a fan of the Miami Dolphins and want to head to a game this year, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
The Miami Dolphins have been given the green light by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to allow full capacity at Hard Rock Stadium. That's 65,000 fans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.